All right, Jim, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Pehe. Page Pehe, the bottom section. Ure'ei. Ure'ei noas divrei harambam zel, hamuvaim ba'orachayim simen alev ezel ashono. See the words of the Rambam that are brought down ultimately again in Arachayim simen alev. Kishi yosim, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the words of the Rambam. Kishi yosim ha'adam el libo. Shamelech Godol Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Melo Kol Aretz Kivodo Omid Ala V'Rav Ma'asav. So here the Rambam quotes an incredible idea: when a person lives his life recognizing that he is in the presence of God, he lives his life recognizing that the Melech Hagodol Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribon Shel Olam, the King of Kings, who again is Melo Kol Aretz Kivodo, ultimately stands over him and sees his deeds. That if a person ultimately again, if a person will hide himself in the hidden most places, will Hashem not see him? So when a person understands this reality, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, sees everything, and is constantly aware, miyad yagia elav hayira, this will ultimately engender within a person a sense of yira. Now again, we translate yira as fear. But remember again, you know, I've quoted this many times before, Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev explains so beautifully that fear is, it's difficult to translate yira as fear. When you fear something, by definition, you remove yourself from it. I fear fire, and therefore again I'm going to keep a distance from fire. To say that I'm supposed to fear God, so it seemed to be an emotion or a reaction which would place a distance between me and God. Instead, says Rebbe so beautifully, the better way to translate yira is reverence, right? Reverence or awe. When you revere something or are in awe of something, you don't run over and put your arm around it, right? It's at a distance. Right, it's at a pedestal. It's a little bit removed. So the Rambam says something amazing. When you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, and there is nothing that I do in this world that goes unnoticed by my Father above, when I recognize that, that engenders a sense of yira, a sense of awe and reverence, hachna, a sense of humility. And ultimately, again, bashto mimenu tamid. Now, bashto mimenu tamid, you could translate as being embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what it really means is that I'm embarrassed to do certain things in the presence of God. You know, we're human beings. So all of us, you know, act one way when we know we're being watched, and a different way when we don't think we're being watched. So the Rambam says, essentially, is, well, one second, I'm always being watched. I'm always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm always under the watchful eye of the Divine, no matter what is occurring in my life. When you have that reality, you live differently. When you have that reality, you act differently. When I realize that ultimately, again, I'm always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always under the watchful eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always being observed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything changes, right? Everything is different. Bezeo Eker says there was something amazing. Now, remember again, it's going to seem like the Rebbe is going on a little bit of a tangent, but we're going to bring it back more tomorrow, in tomorrow's shir. But you'll see, Bezeo Eker, and this is the primary idea. Lo yira nir dema bikirbo, kimelef meha melech sherachok mimenu. So remember again, what the Rebbe is going to be focusing on over here is amplifying our emotional reactions. That's when you experience something, not just experiencing it like in a kind of pariv type of fashion, but experiencing the things that we're supposed to experience in life in an incredibly acute, profound, and amplified way. So he says, for example, we all know this concept of Yiras Hashem, right? To revere, to awe, to be in awe, to fear God. So the Rebbe says, Lo yira nir dema bikirbo, kimelefnei hamelech sherachok mimenu. So when we speak about Yiras Hashem, we don't mean like dormant, or more, almost like superficial or detached fear. So for example, if I live in a country and there's a king, so the king is 1,000 miles away. So if the king is 1,000 miles away, I may still feel a sense of awe and reverence of that king, but it's much more nuanced and it's much more detached. It's almost more of like an intellectual awareness than an emotional, spiritual awareness. So the Rebbe says, we all have Yiras Hashem. What's our challenge? Our challenge is that often it's just a bit detached. Often it's a bit parif. If you ask me, do I revere God? Do I fear God? Of course. Absolutely. Of course I do. Do I feel it? Is it like burning inside of me? Is it an acute feeling? Very often not. Very often it's there. It's absolutely there. But it's just not so pronounced. Says the Rebbe, that's our job. And we're going to discuss how. But that's our job, is to work on that, to make those feelings not detached and nuanced and pariv, but acute, intense, and passionate. Shekin, he goes on. So let's say, for example, in Yiras Hashem, the way I create ultimately a passionate, real sense of reverence and awe of God is to recognize God is standing right next to me. If God, can you imagine this for a second? I know this is something we're all familiar with, but can you imagine for a moment if we didn't just learn it, but we actually like lived like this? Imagine like going through a day with an unbroken awareness that God is standing by my side every step of the way. Imagine how you would talk. Imagine how I would act. Imagine what I would do if I didn't just like, intellectually we're all aware of this, but imagine I actually felt it throughout my day. And what the Rebbe is describing over here is the concept that the Rama calls, after the Mechaber quotes this Rambam, the Rama says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I place God before me at all times. What the Baal HaTanya calls God awareness. God awareness. Living life with God awareness. You live life with God, but not intellectual awareness, not detached awareness, not part of awareness, but acute, close awareness. That's what we strive for. He goes on, he says, Kulo Yizdaza. If a person would literally have this type of acute awareness, literally, again, his body would shake. A person would be humbled. I would be totally humbled if I lived God, if I lived life with acute God awareness. This type of yira would not be parif. Turn the page. And this type of yira, if you have it, even when it subsides or ebbs a little bit, which inevitably happens with every single emotion, if you could go ahead and remember how it felt to have that real Yiras Hashem, you would be able to go ahead and reconnect with that feeling just by simply remembering what it felt like at that moment. You would go ahead and reconnect with it in such a profound way. And if a person has this type of yira, then when I step out of line and I do something wrong, it triggers an incredible awareness within me. What's the incredible awareness? Take a look at the parentheses towards the bottom. It's a Yiddish idea. We'll read it in Hebrew. What have I done to act contrary to the will of God? He says, Hari ani pachos mi poshei Yisrael. Ribono shel olam, hinini mekabel alai liyos Yehudi b'chol nafshi. When a person steps out of line, they have an immediate, almost visceral reaction. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me come back. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. But just understand what the Piagetzna is describing. And again, remember, I want to point out, we haven't gotten off topic. We're just taking a little bit of a detour to refine the topic a little bit. So remember, again, the topic of the Perek is how to take the negative traits and turn them ultimately again into positive traits. The first step that the Piagetzna established is that everything we feel in this world, every emotion we have, every trait, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what the Piagetzna is going to begin to show us is that there are certain traits inside of us that already exist, like the ability and the capacity to fear God, which we have to refine. Because if you don't refine it, ultimately, again, it exists, and it exists as simply an intellectual, almost detached sense of fear and reverence. I know, God, you exist. I know you're powerful. I guess I know you're here. I know that you could do anything. So I fear you, I revere you, but I don't feel it. The goal in life with a lot of these things, both in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with ourselves, is to take the things we know in our minds and to turn them into a fiery, passionate reality for ourselves. Because when you turn it into a fiery, passionate reality, that changes the way I see myself, and that changes the way I see my world. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mir Tzachem with the continuation of this topic tomorrow.